Okay. Anyway, today's shiur is in honor of Gary. Amotzias Ishtoi Mishnah, Memhei on the base. Agutavach. Thank you. Big crowd tonight. Thank you for coming out.
It's like a buy-in, you know, you show three people.
Like, I feel like Trump when he announced that he was running. He had thousands of people. Thousands. Thousands.
Biggest crowd ever.
Just for the announcement. I think he had like five people. No, he actually hired 500 people. He hired 500 people. I believe, by the way, he had people because people want, you know.
No, there are people that are going to go. Yeah.
He has people. He definitely knows how to draw a crowd. Maybe he has Ellie Stefanski's gene. Have she related? Okay.
He's down 40 days in the question.
Well, who down 40 days ago? So?
Not down, that he wanted to be the biggest market share.
Who?
Yeah, I heard that one, man.
Who Davin? Ellie Stefanski?
Yeah, but he was a Baltimore, whatever. But he was in Yeshiva, so he decided this one's going 40 days because he wants a kid. This one's going. He wasn't married, didn't have any kids, didn't have any deal, didn't have to pay any money for anything. So he went for 40 days straight for the Christ. So he wanted to be doing, he wanted to become the biggest market share.
Are you serious? That's cute. I think I have something
well,
else.
It's not the best thing.
He does good work. Yeah,
Siyata Shmaya. It's the Mama's Chus.
You know, he reads his emails, and I can tell you, at least once a week, he reads an email from a guy who says, I'm not looking up to Gamar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that was here.
Gary.
As people come and said, I've walked at the yeshiva. Meaning, it's not that those are the guys that purposely don't go on Shavuos night, because they won't know.
They have nothing to learn. They have nothing to learn. If you don't have nothing to learn, you're not going to shul's night to shul. For what? You go to drink coffee? Coffee you could drink at home.
You know, and here it is. These guys are doing, you know, so.
Yep. Schis. I guess it's schis. Anyway, so we have a mission over here. Moises Ishim Shem Shemra. A guy decides he's divorcing his wife because of a rumor. Rumor has it that she was Mazana. I'm here on the base. The halacha is lo yachzer, and even if he finds out that the rumor is false, he cannot take her back. Same thing, mishum neder. If she makes a nedarim, and he says, I'm done, isha nedranis, I can't live with this lady. She's all day, she's swearing, man. She's nedarin, neder out. Lo yachzer, even if he finds out that the neder is not a neder, or if it was Chacham was moderate. It doesn't matter. It's not good. He can't take her back. And the reason is because Kilkula Uchoshish, that what's going to happen is she's going to get divorced. She's going to get remarried 3 months later, live with a guy, have five kids, and then 2 years later, he's going to show up and say, oh, I just realized that that's no, there was a rumor that you were Mazana. There was no Znos. So the whole get was only on condition that you're Mazana, but there's no Znus.
So 1 second, it's saying that the get is not a get, or is that...
That's what he's going to say.
No, but that's not... Mishnah's not saying that. Mishnah's saying he divorces her.
Lo yachzer.
Right, lo yachzer. That means even if he wanted to go make a new kedushin,
lo yachzer means that he can't take her back even if she didn't get remarried. He can't take her back, period.
Well, now, what difference does it make? Let's say, okay, why not...
Why not? I'll tell you why. Because
she might have five kids, but he has to make a condition.
It doesn't matter.
Why
Daloch is lo yachzer.
He can't marry. You can't marry gushasa if
right. Daloch is lo yachzer even when she didn't get remarried. Why?
Why not?
Because of Kilkula.
But why is there a problem with Kilkula? If she goes and gets married to somebody else, then there's no.
Because he'll say that I only gave the get because I thought you were Mazana, but you weren't Mazana.
It made no difference. You gave the get.
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
The get's a get twice.
Because if it's nus, then there's loyachs.
No, but here it's saying.
If you specify because there's nus.
Let's say Taka was.
I go to Mazana, I'm giving my wife a get because she was Mazana.
Okay.
You find out 2 months later it was not true. The get's bottle. I only gave you a get because Mazana.
It has nothing to do with marrying somebody else or not marrying somebody else.
Well, no. The Mishnah is saying, lo yachzer, that even if she didn't get married, Because you can't take it back because of if you get married.
I also should take it back.
You can't take it back anyway.
I can't take it back anyway.
No, but Shemi, but Kalkula.
Let's say
she was Mazana.
Let's say she was having kids with somebody else. In that case, I can't take her back anyways.
What
can't? Because you can't match with your shosif if she's married to somebody else.
She was never married.
What do you mean?
Again.
She was never divorced from you.
What do you mean?
She would never divorce from you.
So what? Because you're saying it's a denying the thing.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to say. It's not dependent on whether she's married to somebody else or not.
What do you mean? But that's the kakula.
So the husband...
They made it that kakana.
Because of kakula.
Yeah, they made it that kakana because of kakula.
My first marriage was never divorced.
Right.
So I'll make it very easy for you. He gave a get...
I don't want to make it easy for you. I want to be married to you.
No, I'll make it easy. You gave a get, whether you had an intention or not, the get was
that's
signed.
Not the case over here.
The husband's going to come to you and her second get
is that's not how it is, because he gave a get on condition. He
I
said, mean, I'm only giving...
on condition that I'm angry at you and
then... No, Laz, look at the... Okay, let's see the case of Mishnah. You'll understand in a minute. There's a rumor goes out, the guy's wife is Mazana. Guy says, okay, I can't stay married to you. Mazana, I'm not staying married to you. So, Chum made Takana lo yachzer. No matter what lo yachzer. Even if she didn't get remarried to someone, and he finds out that it's not true, lo yachzer. Why? Because there's a problem. If they don't do that, they don't make a takana like this, what's going to happen? And you say, yeah, you can take her back. She didn't get remarried. Machzer gushasa. It's not a problem. Right? Well, she didn't get remarried. So what's going to happen is, what happens when she gets married and she has kids, and then he comes and says it's taina? So you say, oh, so the kedusha was never chal, because she's ish. The get was never a get. She's back married to the guy.
That's the
kalkula. We want to know that when a guy gives a get, it's final say. Don't come back afterwards and be mercy last.
Make it.
That's it.
Fine. And he can be with shasa like any other
no,
case.
No, he can't.
Again, he can be machzor with shasa like any other case.
No.
I get tiny because kalkula.
No.
In that case, you can't get married.
No, it can't be machzor with shasa. That's the takana. Takana is because
why
we...
in this case, we're taking away the ability of machzor with shasa.
Because we don't want that a guy should be able to take his wife back and then over there he'll do the same thing.
Lord Rashi second shot.
No, why would Rashi second shot?
It's not Rashi's second.
No, that's the second shot in the Gemara. I'm talking about the kakulas. No, the kakula is that takana. We don't want that a guy should have a condition in his get. You're giving a get, it's over. If you're giving it for this reason, don't come back after the tiny things. No. Yeah, no, no conditions. If I could divorce my wife,
exactly.
Then I could take her back.
Fine.
You can't, but you can't come after the tiny. There's no laws. There's no chashash. If I divorce my wife,
but why here we're making a problem?
Because of the laws.
Why? Because maybe she marries somebody else.
Yeah, and he'll come back and say that never happened. Doesn't matter, but he'll the kids. He's gonna say the kids are mamzerim. He'll ruin their whole life.
But the reason of kalkula doesn't apply. It's just all together.
Of course, it applies. We say that when you're giving a get for a reason, it's over. Don't come back afterwards.
As opposed to not getting it,
if there's no reason, it's not over.
So it's any other reason that it's fine.
No, if there's no reason, it's not over. I just give a get because I'm done with her. Then
I changed my mind.
Right. That you could do. Again, same thing. If it's Yodabai Rabim, it was done with a Rabim, what a Rabim is, we'll see. The halacha is lo yachzer, and Rashi says, because ain le afara, there's no afara, Rabbi Yehuda lechai shel kula, he doesn't hold a kula, elo shlo yu b'nai shel putzu ben adarim, hechi nadro nedab Rabim, pritzu ben adarim v'kansu, it's a kanas. Then Allah is yachzer, and over here the reason is because Rameir holds Mishum Kokula, so a nether that she can't be made for, but a chacham could. He can't be made for, but a chacham could. So then again, you can have Kokula, because he's going to say, I didn't chop that a chacham can be made for this. So now we're back to square one. So we say, listen, buddy, it's a final decision. No shenanigans. I can't have Lazas go out in the neighborhood. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Le'asru Zeh, Elof Nei Zeh. So Rebbe Lazar says that they will only aser Tzarech HaKiris Chacham, that you can't go back, only because of Ein Tzarech. Why? Because he says by tzorach you would not be able to. By tzorach you would not be. There's no kilka. Why is there no kilka by tzorach? Because. Right, because we go with Amanoma. Ain't the roots razes of a bezin. So you can't say that if I would have known that a bezin could do it, then I would never divorced her. It's not true. You don't want your wife to go to the bezin, so that's not a taina. So Melo, we say that he says that tzarech kizchokham is only also because ain't a tzarech. Because over there you have it, you would be able to be mighty laws. Amar belazer, Amar biyasi, Rabbi Yudah, ma'isa b'tzidim echach amal ishtoi kainim enim gashach. I'm making a shvur that I'm not going to have any food, any grapes. The Gemara says fruit. If I don't divorce you, the gish, the tila, chom, shechzerim, the tikkun oilam. The Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. This is totally no shaykes to Al Mishnah, my case where she makes the nether. Now talking about where he makes the nether. What shaykes? And the Gemara is going to explain that. So Amar Yosef, Amar Yumi, Amar Nachman, v'usha amala mishum shem ra ani mitziacha. He has to specify mishum nether ani mitziacha. He has to specify why he's divorcing her. Why? Because k'savar time amai mishum kukula. See, amala halchi matz makalkala. V'loyla matz makalkala. If you just divorce your wife stam, you can't divorce her. You can't. Nothing will happen. Now Rashi says something interesting over here. Rashi says time in the masnisen mishum kalkula sheloya yikalkaleno al bayal la'achar shetanalse la'achar v'yem ilis yedei shadvam badoyin sheyanedu yesh la'afora afilo yinestli meya mona leisim gash v'chein amat v'shas gerishin v'nekachin imen tziachok v'keshigar sheticho haya b'dayt la'achzircho im yitzu dvarim badoyin. So what does Bezin say? Listen up, buddy. You never go back to this lady. It's no backsies, no tracksies. What's the taina? You know that Bezin tells you can never take her back. So even if afterwards you find the loophole, Bezin says you must really hate your wife because a normal guy would go do research. You didn't do research. You were so sure of yourself. And yet, 3 days later, Taka, you found out that the whole story was a scam. But you obviously hate your wife enough that you weren't willing to find out anything. So, merely you're done. Done deal. Tosis doesn't learn that. Tosis learns that the word is that the whole thing is laz. We're worried. It's a laz ba'alma. There's going to be mitzi laz. But really, it's not a real chashash of b'nei mamzerim, like Rashi learns. So laz ba'alma. We just don't want rumors to go around. Suffolk mamzer. It's not really, like Rashi says it straight out, like banei mamzerim, you know, it's like a real serious thing. Igad amri, amri b'yaz, amri yumi, amri nachman, tzorek shirem la'vidash, mishu shem rani matziacho, mishu nena matziacho, k'sabatayim, ma'ay kadish lo'yibin ha'shol, prutzu barayis, b'nei dorm. Hilchak tzorek l'meim alohachi. Nothing to do with kalkula. So Gemara brings a right to each lush and tanik lishakama tanik lishabas tanik lishakama amra meir nema amru amoyt ishim shem ra lo yaksum shned lo yaksum shem telech tenos laacha minitu dor madoyim v'yom ilis desh kenayu afilu mahinos li mei amana. This Rashi brought down the solution lo yisim gasha minitu get bottle when emam zem the fich oim lo yav yedash amoyt ishim shem ra lo yaksum shemned lo yaksum like Rashi says tanik lishabas yo amar Rabbi Lazar ker Rabbi Yosef nema amru amoyt ishim shem ra lo yaksum shemned lo yaksum shlo yibnos yishol prutz barayis. You have to set the standard in the hoizen. Fich oim lo emar lo avidash mishum shemrani mitziachom shemned lo mitziachom. Just set the rules out by the Jewish girls. Rabbi Daimer kandesh yodu beram lo yaksum shlo yodu beramim yaksum. So what's this Rav business? So what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that nedesh yodu beram in lafar? That's basically what he says. So how do you know this? So Gemara says I'm shum alevi my time Rabbi Yehuda chsev lehikum. Lehikum, I think he has a pasuk here, Gary. Gary, is no pasuk. Can't win with this guy. Okay, there's no pasuk. So imagine the pasuk on the page. Lehikum bnei Yisrael ki nishbu lem nesiyah eda. By the way, there is one eda. You should have wrote the pasuk. I'll tell you why. You'll see in a minute. Okay, I have something for you. So over there you see, what was the story? The story was the Gevonim came and they tricked the Rabbanim. They said, we came from Eretz Yechoyka, we're not the Zion Umas over here. You know, you gotta let us in the fold. So they swore that they will not kill them, they'll take care of them. Then they realized they were scammed. But it was too late because Nishbu, it was Befnei Rabim. So Melo, it was an Eda, so they couldn't annul the Neder. Rabbanon. The whole thing is a scam. They lied. They said Meretz Chaykabanu. It wasn't Meretz Chaykab. The Hide look at them. So why didn't Taki kill them? Because the goyim around will say, look, you made a shvuah, and now you just throw it off, throw it out the boat. They're not going to chop what happened. So Meretz Chaykabanu, we don't kill them. The Kama Rabim, how much is a Rabim? Renachman on my Gimel. He says 3, and he says 10. Nachman Amar Gimel. Why? Because Yamin Beis Rabim Gimel. What does it say? It says by Nida, Minatoyro. This is only Minatoyro, not today. Minatoyro, a lady is a Nida for 7 days, and then she has 11 days where she's, even if she sees Dam, she's not a Nida. She's Tar, but if she sees 1 day or 2 days, she has to just see 1 day without Dam, and she's good to go. Shemeres Yoyim, Keneged Yoyim. But once she sees 3 days, at that point, she needs Shiva Yom Menachim and a carbon Ziva. It's called Zava Gedayla. And the Pasuk alludes to that. Vishki Yazu Zav Dama, Yomim. Yomim is 2 days. And Rabim, the Mardash, is Rabim is 3. So you see, yeah, 3 is a Rabim. That's how this Mandama learns. So 3 people. Rabizakam Asara, the Ksiv, Edo. So, and how do you know that Asara, how do you know that, and how do you know. How do you know that it's 10? Because it says v'lehikum b'nei Yisrael.
Because by v'ragol Rashi Eda Asara Sivka v'ragol Eda Ra Azois, and you have twelve.
I'm sorry. How do you know that over here it was 10?
By where is 10?
By the Gevinim.
You don't. The pasuk of this says the Sia Eda.
No, it does. It says v'lehikum b'nei Yisrael kinishbulim Sia Eda. So Eda and Eda.
I don't know if you make Zer Shava.
It's not all Zer Shava.
The Nasiv Avishay it's one of them.
So I thought that's how you know that, because he's trying to say that when you make a nether in front of 10 people.
How do you know 10? Number 10, you know from over here, from the 8, the 10 is a sora, is a sadi call.
No, but how do you know that by Shua? That's right.
A nether by, okay, maybe he takes it
from. Must be, that's right. That's why I was saying, Gary, if you would have wrote the other pasuk, the first pasuk over here, Eda, you put the two Edas together, that's the lima, the chayra. The chayra, that's the lima. Otherwise, I don't know what the lima is. You see from the meragim that Eda means 10. How do you know that by nether you need 10? No, only from Lehikum. Oh, he brings it. The Ritzvah brings it. Okay, fine. Machabon. This morning we had a hard time with it, and this is what we came up with.
It's a
okay.
Nobody uses the reference Gemara over there?
These guys are elitists, you know. They don't. I don't know. I guess the art school. It's a sifter. The art school doesn't bring it down. I don't know.
It's a reference code. It's like everything. The encyclopedia. It's all in there.
Encyclopedia Talmudis.
It says Siritva?
Oh, it doesn't bring it down.
We have a Maga Shir. Why would they reference
Gemara? Maga Shir sometimes needs the reference Gemara.
We have a Maga Shir.
Many times.
But they don't bring it into class. That's like, you know, not nice.
Okay.
No, it shows that they didn't prepare.
It's more question later on. 3 lines.
I saw a Rebbe give Shir straight from the Masifta.
Okay.
I went to watch a yeshiva or whatever. Anyway. The guy was giving shit. I said to him, I called him after. I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "You realize the kids?" No, I didn't say wrong class. I said, "The kids, these kids, if they follow your lead, they'll never learn how to learn." I have no problem. You look at the Masifta. Look at the Masifta.
Make a
laning. Write it down and then come to class. You can't come to class with Masifta. It's terrible for the kids. Nice, you're right.
It's like me walking in and giving shit with using an arch.
That's how we used to do it, by the way. When I first started with Chapler, I had a Masifta. Charlie had art school, and Mr. Garber had the Shas. Yeah. So we fight the whole morning.
Didn't need that, though.
Whole morning we would fight back and forth.
Okay, but Mr. Garber, plus his memory, he knew his
stuff. Oh, he knew his stuff. He used to prepare. Long time.
You're going on a dive, you know, it's very, you
got to
know
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we weren't, I didn't prepare. I try to prepare now, most times. Even with preparing, you miss stuff. Yeah, you know, it's blot after blot. You know what I mean? Some days it's just
forgetting a puzzle. Yeah, no.
Right.
No,
then
you have to have.
No, Gary. I mean, come on, that's unacceptable. Anyway, okay, let's go a little weiter. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, I pulled this out of the.
Found it.
Chav Beis. What do you mean?
What is that for?
That's the last mission in Bom Mitzvah. We finished Mamet Tzia today.
I'm still stuck in how do you call it?
And where?
In Ribbis. I'm stuck in Ribbis. Even with the art school, I'm stuck. The art school is not the English one. You're giving out the Hebrew one. The
Hebrew one's hard. Go to Mavaris. Mavaris, it helps a lot when this guy doesn't help.
I think I'm just going to put it aside and go back and continue on.
Go to Babasra tomorrow.
I can't. I'm going to have to go back and still finish it, but I'm stuck in
that
middle.
I'm all right, where are we up to? Okay, Rameir, I'm your Konnage Tarch, Satarch. Tanya, Rebelez, I'm your Osru Tarch, I'm going to share any Tarch. Michael Mifligi, Rameir Savar, this is a hot one. Adam Reutze Shavaz is the best day. He doesn't mind. Naki, you go. Right, so Rashi says something different. It's very. Ain't a Makbet. I don't know Rashi. Rashi switches it. I don't know. When I first looked at Gemara, I was very excited.
Because Mrs. Rashi was there when he was
writing. I guess so. I don't know, yeah. It's a little not as bad as I thought. Rebbe Lezer Sava ain't in the Rosh Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. The guy doesn't want
it. Because this way she'll stop making him the dark.
Right.
This way she'll actually take it seriously.
Right. But the other Malama says it's embarrassing for the family.
Yeah.
That's the family. Yeah, you get busy with the rabbi. Or it's in the papers, you know. Liquid scoop. I'm going to raise my view of the Maisa with Tzidon. So Gemara says, my town of the Tony Maisa. What's going on over here? We're talking about the lady making the dark. Now we bring in another. What's this Maisa that been the man making the dark? Gemara says, you're right. Chasur Mechsav HaKhtani. Medva Amorim Kshnadar He. I will not you if he makes another yachzer. The Rajba and the Tosafot read. My son is calling me off talking to Yeshiva. 1 second. Shemi, I'm just giving a shir. I'll call you back as soon as I'm done. You're saying goodnight? Okay, fine, no problem. You going to sleep? Okay, fine. Good night, Tzadik. I'll speak to you tomorrow, okay? Take care. It's tiring. It's a long day in Yeshiva.
These guys,
I know, but these guys have Seder for 3 hours. He's in ninth grade. They have a curfew. He has to be asleep probably by 11:30. What time is 11:12? Probably has to be in bed by 11:30. Not asleep, you know. Anyway, they got to get up. It's a long day. You forgot Yeshiva's days, but Friday night, the Suda ends at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, because they make late Shabbos.
On time.
Whatever, on time. So they have a break between Kabbal Shabbos. Yeah. So it's a break. So, 10:30. You're not
getting. It's an 8 o'clock Shabbos.
And 8 o'clock chakras. It makes about Krishna. So they go and sleep at 1 o'clock Friday night, and then Shabbos afternoon the Seder again for 3 hours. It's a long day. And then Shiva speaks for 45 minutes by Shalshodas. It's
overtime. Overtime. The Shabbos ends. Egg salad tuna fish.
The what? Yeah, it's rough. Anyway, so the Rebbe Yashar brings down from the Rajban, Teretz Rid on the earth, of an earth also asks it. I don't know what his Teretz is, but the Rajban asks, they both ask, Leman the Chai Shal Kakula, Kamoikin Yeshal Akshu, because you know they're who? Shigayim, Eilu Yisidea, Shal Uchel Ahatis, Nidil Garashti. He makes an Eder. And they get divorced, everything's great, she gets remarried. What stops him from showing up 2 years later, I said, I didn't chab. I just spoke to a rabbi. I didn't realize I could have annulled the nether. I only divorced because I made a nether. I'm not going to eat fruits for the rest of my life. I don't get a divorce. So I gave a divorce because I want to eat fruits. But then I just spoke to a rabbi now, and he says, of course you could have annulled the nether. So now it's a mechatar, it's the whole thing. It's a mistake. He's going to make tzilas on the kids. She has 5 kids. Why don't you crush the same thing? So Zuck the Rajba, no. This Rajba, Kulam Yodish, Evshal Hat Neda, the Chacham Pesach Abichrot. Everybody knows this. He's looking at it by the lady that the reason is because she.
She says something similar.
Right. Who's that? Tajrid?
Yeah.
Same idea. It's probably similar to us. But by the lady, I mean, he's. I sort of with Dva brings down beginning of the sugya on Aleph. He says, "Lamaisa, what's pshat? The guy divorces his wife. He finds out she was not mazana. So he says, you're done. Why? She didn't get remarried. I understand. We have Tekana, Kakula, Blamaisa. What do we do with this guy? So Rav Dvor says, if a laz went out on a guy's wife, this was Mazana, she can't be all that innocent. So there's something going on over here. You want to know if punk she was Mazana? Maybe she wasn't Mazana. But she's Zichir, not exactly a lady that the guy is you know, it's not exactly...
He still wants to take it back.
Right, okay, that could be. Listen.
Because he was upset. Whatever happened.
Whatever. Could be he's in the same boat. Anyway. V'til Hashem, remind me after the sheriff is off, I'll tell you a story. V'til Hashem, you ran up. Pshita, ma'otem, l'igzim, shim, d'ram, nasa, n'tayim, nasa, ma'na, d'kila, b'na, b'ma, v'am, k'am, k'il, y'kila, carbon. So it's not good. K'ma, shim, l'no. I'm going to take an oilam. My take an oilam. What's take an oilam? Ika. So I'm going to say, it's going back all the way on the ratio, which is shver. Ravina, I'm going to say, v'achtani, ain bezu, n'ikram. There's no take an oilam problem over here. Not that there is. Okay, another, a new Mishnah. One thing that I missed, I didn't speak out over here, which is pretty important thing to speak out. Tosfos and Kivin Damar Eretz Chayka, that the Gevonim made a shvua. So Frek Tosfos, I'm talking about Balavochim Michaelo Shvua, Vahavin Nishbel Vatos a Mitzvah, Sivul Chayakon Shama. So there's a major caution. All the Rishonim talk about this. There are Ramban and this one and that one. There's a lot of stuff here, but Tosfos says that this is Tosfos Shita, that the Isra of Lishchayakon Shama is only if they don't make Shalom. If they want to make shalom, Machoik Rashi. Rashi holds not like that. The Ramban has something else. He says that they don't want that if they don't want to be under you, the restriction, it's a problem. It means they have to be. Okay, why?
Because I came with an army already.
It means he was already done.
Right.
That's the Ramban Shita, right. Tosfos and the Ramban. But Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi holds it's done. This is a major so yeah, I just wanted to bring it out. Okay. Hamayz Ishta Misham Islandess. Now the new aloha. Somebody divorces his wife because she can't have children. Read the Imre Layakser. Done. The Chomer Miyakser. Who?
She doesn't have Simon. She
never had Simon.
Right. Now
she's
got Coral
again. Yeah.
But it turns out that she's not
an Islander. Oh, so one second. So Rabbi Yudayim Lo Yaxer. What about Nizlach of Hilabonim? Now, hey, surprise. Hamanu, Vito Vasksuba. So I'm Rabbi Yudayim Lo Shikuzik Yafim in the Burech. Hey, pipe down, because if you don't pipe down, you're worse off because your kids are going to be Mamzerim. Now, this is very shver. So let's just see. One second. So Rashi says, when he married her, he didn't realize anything. And then, after he realized, he was boil her. And since Ain't No Oilus Bilos Bilos Mus.
Who was boil her?
The original husband.
After he
found out, he still lived with her. He still, because that's what he did. So he lived with her. And Ain't No Oilus Bilos
Mus.
And Milosha
Rakas. He doesn't realize that
she's an Islandist. That's what Rashi says. Mekom kam tzrichi get the end of the oyser bilas bilas nos ubal l'shem kedusha. I'll tell you why. What Rashi Mavarning is, what do you need to get for? If she's an islandess, she's a mechtois. You don't need to get.
It's a known fact that she's an islandess.
Right. So Rashi says because what Rashi goes, what happened in the case of here is.
It's better than mitiburach.
One second. We'll see what that is. But Rashi, right now, Rashi says that you didn't know, and then you were boil her after you knew. Since alalocha in the moist bilas bilas nos. So you did l'shem kedushin. Merely have to give her a get. Now, Rashi continues. Now, what about the ksuba? So the question is, what's pshat this ksuba? What do you mean shtikuzik
afalech? Because she's trying to be tavek ksuba. What do you mean?
Manavshach. If I'm not an islandist, then you owe me the ksuba.
Right.
And if I am an islandist, but I'm obviously not an islandist, I have kids.
No, but even then
if she is an islandist, then machitas, there's no ksuba.
It's not a mechitas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew.
No. That's the whole point.
No, if she's an islandist, right, so that's what you need to get, but you don't need ksuba.
Why not?
Because ksuba you don't need, because it was an islandist. Suffolk Islands. Suffolk Islands.
He's not buying damaged goods.
He obviously did.
Good, that's not mechitas. You bought a dozen eggs out of cracked eggs in the box. You can return the gift to the store.
With her. You figured things out pretty quickly, right?
Not necessarily.
Only afterwards.
It has to be another 3-4 years. The otherwise, he realizes she doesn't grow up.
Not Kara. You can tell that there was a bunch of
things. Rosh says he didn't tell. Rosh says that he didn't know.
It takes time to tell. That if she...
It's not like the guy's being my his wife. It's like he took about a yeshiva bach and a girl. He had no idea.
Well, sweetheart, let me explain to you something about
that. Okay, I don't need you to explain to me.
What's the story?
No, Island is, if I'm not mistaken,
doesn't have simanim of a girl, of a developed girl.
A developed girl.
How old is this that we're talking about?
The guy could have been 13 years old.
Yeah.
He's a young kid.
This is at 20.
At 20?
Yeah.
And the girl's how old?
At 20. She's 20.
It takes till 20 to know she's
married? Yes. So you get married at 15, you have 5 years. You keep on going to your parents. Parents say, don't wait, give it a little bit. The mitzvah shams, it's not good.
There's a washing machine.
Anyway, so Tosus says that we're talking about Suffolk Islanders, and he's moitzia because of chashash. Well, it's a Suffolk, he doesn't know.
One second, but everybody, when every person is married, somebody, there's no Suffolk Islanders about. He's taking a cheska that she's not.
Yeah, at the beginning, but after a while, he realized obviously it's a problem. But he wasn't sure.
He's marrying a Suffolk Islander. They're showing the half of my Suffolk Islanders. He's already marrying her, a Suffolk Islander.
Well, you think he's saying, I don't know if he's marrying her, he's saying now. No, when he divorced her. He divorced her because she was a Suffolk Islander.
Divorcing
a Suffolk Islander. And then.
Sorry, the mission says. Mishum Islanders. It's not, that's Vadois. That's not
Mishum. No, Islanders. Right. So Tosus learns in Suffolk. Tosus learns in Suffolk. Now.
See, that's not what Tosus is saying. No, Vishal and Achamar are the Suffolk Islanders. That's what he's married to.
Kashash Islanders. That means he doesn't know for sure.
No sense again.
Because Tosus says the Raya is because she had kids afterwards.
It's the Vitalness in her form.
Right.
It can't be that she's about that.
So it must be it was all Suffolk. The whole thing was a Suffolk. Right. So then what's shtikusik yavam de burich at the end?
Because then she's undoing the get.
So the get then, he's still married to her.
Good, but then her kids are zayim.
Well, then manav shach. Either way.
So her kids are zayim.
She doesn't want. Well, manav. I understand, but it's already done.
Why aren't
them zayim taka?
Oh, and Echanami is saying at the end of the day.
So he says, Tosus says, because Tosus is only a laz. Means we're not worried that they're really mamzerim because the whole thing was a misafik. Everything was misafik over here. So she's coming misafik to get her ksuba. We said, listen, just pipe down because you're going to add a laws on your kids. Not that you're really going to be mamzerim because nobody really knows. We don't really know anything. Everything was done misafik. He also had a chance that he also thought maybe she's not an islandess and he divorced her. So the divorce was on that chance also. But a laws there will be. When he says Shikuzi Yavad Muzik, what does he mean? He says, better keep quiet because there's going to be a laws on your kids. Not that it's going to be that your kids are mamzerim. It's not for sure. We don't know. Everything is a suffix here. When he divorced her, he knew that there's a tzad, she's not an islandess. But he took the chance. Okay, so he took the chance. That's it. So it's done. But Lamaisa, her kids are going to suffer. Her kids are going to go to yeshiva and people are going to say,
You're those kids.
That's why he's saying, just keep quiet. Just go away from here. Leave it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? So Gemara is lemeim de biyudu chashul kula. From our mission, see our biyudu chashul kula. Rabbanu loy chashul kula. I have a ibch shamina. We had our mission. Tanan hamayz ishim shem ra leyakser. Shem ned leyakser. Biyudam mekalen shel de baram leyakser. Shel de baram yakser. Alma rabbanu chashul kula. Biyudu chashul kula. Mamish fakert. Amar Shmuel epoch. Switch our mission around. Again, so it's very switch around the first one. What do you do with the second one? Hanami epoch, switch that around too. Abaye Amar, loylom loytepoch. He wasn't here this morning. He wasn't in the afternoon. But I saw somebody speaks out. Maybe it's the Ritva. I think it's the Ritva says that, like we're switching two Mishnahs for one Mishnah. So he says that it's not really two Mishnahs. It's the same Mishnah. So that we could do. Ritva, yeah. That one I saw. Amaktani Sefer.
But we're fixing one Mishnah.
Right, two din in one Mishnah. Amaktani Sefer, Nizla Achar, Vayula Banim, and then Aviyah, as one says. Where am I reading? Abaya Amar, Loilam Loitepach, Rehuda by He, Savalakar Meir, Visavalakar Blazer, Bitzarech. Savalakar Elazar. Rabbi Lazar's sheet is that ain't on the Rosh Shavaz is a bezdim, and we're not chashul kula. Right? V'she'ain etzarach sov like Rameir. What's Rameir? Rameir's sheet is the Adam Rosh Shavaz is a bezdim, and chashul kula. Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Kasha, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, like Kasha? Of course it is. El Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Kasha, Kedashini, like we just answered. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, like Kasha, Man Chachamim, Rameir, Rameir Shita, who's Rameir? The Amar Rabbi, in the Tanai Kofel, Vachem Askim, but the Le Kafle Tanai. So he's saying, go and Chacham holds, you didn't do Kefel Tanai. He says, you didn't Kefel Tanai, you don't have any issues. Yashakoyach.